Morning. Thank you very much for coming. And today's daf is daf Ayin Hey. It's a daf of Agadita. So just to review, we were discussing the Mun. Way we got into the Mun is because this is the topic of Yom Kippur. The Torah says about Yom Kippur, Te'anu es nafsho seichem. Afflict your souls. What's the meaning of Te'anu? Is affliction to just do uncomfortable stuff? If it's hot outside, go sit outside while you're fasting. If it's cold, oh, welcome. Sit outside in the cold. What's the meaning of Ta'anu es nafsho seichem? So the Gemara has different drashos. It means not to eat. Different ways how we know that it means not to eat. So one is because the word is inui, affliction. And it says about the man, vaya'ancha vaya'rivecha. And that's about eating. So the Gemara then quotes... Now a lot of discussions about the Mun. We have a lot of Gemaros.
Yeah, right there.
Here.
Under
oh, yours. Okay. So we'll start here. Seven lines from the bottom of Ayin Dal and Mubiz. The verse says, Hama'achil chaman ba'midbar l'man anoscha. Who fed you Mun in the desert in order to afflict you. How is feeding the Mun to the Jews an affliction? Rabbi and Rabbi Asi argue about this. Chadam won't explain. In Odoma, Mishayesh Lapas Basal, Mishayin Lapas Basalo. The man only would come down enough food for today. And then you had nothing. If you tried to store anything for tomorrow, it would spoil. So that's an affliction. Even if you have good food today, when you know that when you go to sleep, you have nothing for tomorrow, that level of uncertainty, fear, anxiety, worry, that's an affliction. You can't compare somebody who has bread in the basket. He knows, okay, if I don't, whatever I'll eat today, I have something for tomorrow, I have something stored away. You can't compare the feeling that somebody has when he has resources. He has assets, he has savings accounts, he has liquid assets. He feels a certain sense of security. This can go up, that can go down. He still has something. He'll be okay. He has a cushion. Someone has no cushion at all. You know, after today, there's nothing. It's very frightening. Even if today is plentiful. So that was the Mun. So that was an affliction. It helped make us helped us get to a state of holiness, to always do tshuva because of that.
It actually made us complain.
We complained later. But it did you know, purify us. The other explanation is Chadam Eino Dome Misha Roev Ochel Misha Eino Roev Ochel. You could have whatever taste you want in the Mun. But it didn't look like it, so you can't compare, you know, eating a burger that looks like a burger versus, you know, drinking some water that has a burger taste. You know, if you don't know what you're eating, if you don't see it, you don't enjoy it the same amount. Sight is a big part of the pleasure. I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef sent me Kain Remez L'Sumit. From here, there's a hint to the blind, to hint to the fact that Rav Yosef himself was blind. Shesumin she'ochlem einan tzveim. The blind can eat and they won't be full because they don't see what they're eating. So they don't really enjoy it. So they'll eat and they won't be full. Rabbi Abaya said, Ilka, from here you see. If somebody has a meal, eat it by day so you can see what you're eating and enjoy it. Amar Rav Zeira, similar concept. What's the meaning of the verse? Micro, what's the source for this? The verse says, Tov mare naim mehelach nefesh. Amar Shlaksh, explain what that means. Tov mare naim beish yos migufa shal maisa. Shanamar Tov mare naim mehelach nefesh. It's better the sight of the eyes than the going of the nefesh, of the wanting. So in other words, in food, as much as you want the food, you enjoy it when you see it. And even with the znus, people enjoy the sight of a beautiful woman even more than the actual act of relations with the beautiful woman. Tov marinai mehelach nefesh. All right, the verse in Mishlei says, Ki yitain bekos eino yishalech b'mei sharim. What does that mean? Don't drink lots of alcohol. That's what the Gemara says. Drinking a lot of alcohol impairs judgment, and it makes people do bad stuff. So Rabbi Amir Rabasi argued, what was the impairment of judgment that the verse is warning about? Chadam won't explain. Kalanosein eino bekoso. Somebody who's placing his eye on his cup all the time. I'll have this cup of wine and that cup of wine, and right away, when the bar is open, he goes to get a cup and then get another cup. So on the one hand, it liberates a person. Drinking the alcohol makes a person more uninhibited. But that's a problem because we have a lot of Yetzer Haras. And if we're uninhibited, then all sorts of bad stuff can come out. People can make very inappropriate comments to women. People can do inappropriate things with women. People can steal other people's money. Why? Because they're uninhibited. Why are they uninhibited? Because they drank the alcohol. And the alcohol loosened their sense of restraints. And it unfortunately causes them to do bad stuff. So that's what the verse is saying. Hanel sein eno bekoso, kol arayos kulan domos olav kemishor. All the different arayos, the prohibited women, appear to him like, you know, an open plane, permitted. He can go do stuff. The Chadamer one explained, kol hanel sein eno bekoso, anyone places his eye on the cup, he's looking at the cup all the time, wants to drink and enjoy it. Kol olam kulo domos olav kemishor. The whole world, everybody else's property appears to him like an open plane he can go take. All right, talking about Mishlei, the verse says, da'agav lev ish, yisichena, a concern in a person's heart, he should do psicha. What does that mean? Rabbi again and Ravasi argue, chadam yisichena midaito, means he should distract himself. If he's concerned about something, think about something else, then you'll feel better. The chadam one explained, yisichena lacherim, he should tell it over to others, he should converse with others. Once he tells it to others, there's relief. Soloveitchik wrote a very powerful essay called, either The Lonely Man of Faith or Halachic Man, but I think it was called The Lonely Man of Faith. And I think he writes in the introduction there that he's not necessarily going to solve the challenges that he's going to describe, which is the challenge between, you know, being part of the modern world and working and developing and accomplishing and being a very religious person, you know, having faith and bitachon and humility, and the challenge of that conflict. But at least there is relief to express it. There's a certain relief of getting it out of off of your chest, explaining what the challenge is. So same thing, when you talk to somebody else, you feel better. Rav Ami and Rav Asi, that was their argument. One said, "Yisichena midaito, distract yourself. Chadam yisichena lachem, talk it over to others." All right. Now describing the Chesed of Hashem, the verse says, again, or another argument in Rav Ami and Rav Asi, the verse says that after Adam ate from the tree of knowledge, that he and first Chava ate from the tree of knowledge, and the serpent was the one who got Chava to eat from the tree of knowledge. God curses Adam and he curses Chava, and he curses the serpent. Ve'nachash afar lachmo, the serpent is going to eat dust. So what's this curse? Rav Ami and Rav Asi argue. Chadam won't explain. What it means is even if he would eat all the delights of the world, he would only taste in the delights the taste of dust. Chadam won't explain. Even if he eats all the delights of the world, he doesn't feel settled until he eats dust. Rav Yossi said, come and see. That the ways of people are not like the ways of God. Midas Basar Adam, the ways of people, Maknis Chaveiro, if his friend upset him, Yoridim Lachayev. So then people are in a fight, they try to harm each other. You know, if somebody upset, you know, Reuven upset Shimon, Shimon tries to get Reuven fired from his job, he tries to really destroy Reuven. Avlokadosh Baruch Hu, okay, and God's not this way. Kilul Asanachash, God curses the serpent. But what's the curse? He'll eat dust. That's pretty good. That's a lot of chesed. He has food everywhere. Oh, Lagagi goes up to the roof. Mizonosavimo. He has food there. He has his, it's got a big meal there. He's got a 7-course meal up on the roof because there's dust on the roof. Yorid Lamati goes down below. Also Mizonosavimo. He's got his food with him. Kilos Kenan. God curses Kenan. Also not so bad. God cursed Kenan to be an Eved. Eved Avadim Yiyeh Le'echav. A slave of slaves he'll be to his brethren. Nishkeferlach, after all, if he's a slave, ochel masher rabo ochel, he gets to eat whatever his master gets to eat. Veshose masher rabo shose, he gets to drink whatever his master gets to drink. Kilo esayisha, God cursed woman about childbirth. That's a tildi banim. Hakol ratzon achrei, everybody's running after, everybody wants to have relations with her. Kilo esadama, God cursed the earth. Hakol nizon amen, everybody gets their livelihood from it. All right, another verse, another argument about a verse. The verse says that the Jewish people complain about the man, as Yosef referenced. They said, Zachainu es adaga, asher nochal b'mitzrayim chinam. We remember the fish that we ate in Egypt for free, and now, nafshenu klatza b'lechem haklokel. Now our souls are, you know, abominated by this, you know, ruined bread, this ruining bread. So what does it mean? Zachan is hadaga shernochal b'mitzrayim chinam. Rav and Shmuel argue. Chadam won't explain Dagan. They were saying, we remember that we used to have fish, and they were complaining about not having fish. The Chadam or some said, the other one said, no, Daga is arayos, is prohibited marital relations. Think of the verse, v'yad gula ro, b'kar of arts, they should increase like fish. Ma damar dagim, one who said fish, t'chsev nochal, that we used to eat. You don't eat relations, eat fish. The one who says it's prohibited relations, because it says chinam, that we used to eat for free. The fish were for free. Fish can't be for free. No one's going to give away fish for free, especially in Egypt when they're enslaving the Jews. They're not giving them fish for free. So what did they have free? They used to have arayos. There used to be things that were not prohibited yet. So that used to have for free. Well, madam arayos, now if you're going to say that they're complaining about arayos here, haksiv nocha, but it says we remember what we used to eat. Answers lishtam al yanakat. Sometimes that's a nicer way of referring to arayos. It's a nice way of referring to prohibited relations. Chsiv, as it says in Mishlei, in the chapter about the woman who's like a prostitute, achla, she ate. What does it mean? She ate. She had marital relations. Umach tapia, and then she cleaned off her mouth, that spot where she had the relations. For Amran, she said, lo palti often. I didn't do any crime. Another question. The one who says that they're complaining about the fish, that they don't have fish in the desert. They used to have fish in Egypt for free. What do you mean for free? The Egyptians were giving them free fish. My chinam. What does it mean free? The answer is, God used to give them fish. When they would go to draw water from the hefker, God would have the fish go into their buckets. As we've learned, when the Jewish people would draw water, I guess from the Nile, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mazbin lahen b'toch ha-mayim dagim k'tanim b'kadzeim. Hashem would make available to them inside the waters little fish in their barrels. Okay, this is fine if you say that it was fish. Avol arayos lo pritzi b'hu. And you say that they did not have any sins of arayos. So fine. Hayne d'chtiv, that's what the verse says. Gan na'ul achosi kala, that the Jewish people are praised. You were a closed garden. Because we didn't have any problems with arayos in Egypt. We didn't do any arayos in Egypt. We had fish. Now we didn't have fish. We were complaining we didn't have fish. But in Egypt, we did what we were supposed to do. We stayed away from arayos. But if they were complaining now that they have to stay away from arayos, and in Egypt they used to do arayos, they used to do marital relations that were prohibited. So my mayan chasum. So why are we praised that the Jewish people had a sealed spring? We didn't have a sealed spring. We used to do certain prohibitions. As the Gemara me'anichta asirin lo pritzi b'hu. The things that were prohibited to the Bnei Noach, they did keep. But the new things that now become prohibited once we become Jews, that they didn't keep. And that's what we were complaining about. Oh, we used to enjoy those former activities. Vishma, I can understand the mandam arayos that they're complaining. Oh, we used to enjoy certain arayos acts and we feel bad that now we can't do them. That's what the verse says. Vayishma Moshe sa'am bochel mishpachosav. Moshe are the people crying about families. Aliska mishpachosav. Shenasu lehem lishka vetzlam. That they were upset about certain family relations that now they can no longer lay with. El mandamar dagim. But if it's all about fish, my bochel mishpachosav. Why does the verse characterize their crying? They're crying about mishpachosav. The answer is havahavai. It was this and this. Interesting, right? You start complaining, you get into other complaints. They started complaining about fish, it became complaints about mishpachos too.
The laws of Noach, you're allowed to have relations with your sister and your in-laws, you know, you're allowed? What forbidden relationship are you allowed?
There are some relations that apparently are permitted for Ben Noach. Rashi says it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Nun Zayin Amid Beis, that details. See, Bnei Noach only have the prohibitions of Chiyuve Misa, things that if we would do, we would get death. But things that if we would do, we would get Kares, doesn't apply to a Ben Noach. Let's say Nida. Sleep with a woman who's a Nida gets the Kares penalty, doesn't get a death penalty. So that is allowed to Bnei Noach. They didn't have that.
So they didn't have the laws of them, they had to separate from their wives.
Yeah, they're upset about that. Things like that.
which says the incestuous relations that carry Karis by the owner Israel law are like an ant, are permitted to know us.
Oh, an ant also, okay.
It's
great, thank you. All right, when they're complaining, they mention, they remember cucumbers and watermelon. And onions, garlic, right? They remember certain things they used to have. So Rav Ami and Rav Asi explained what the complaint was, an argument between them. Chadamar, one explained, Tam kol aminim, tamu b'man, tam kol aminim analu, lo tamu bo. Used to taste in the man all the different tastes, except for these five tastes. So that's what they were complaining. Chadamar, the other one said, Tam kol aminim, tamu. All the other foods, you could taste the taste, tam on umamashan, the taste plus the item. In other words, according to this view, when someone would think about man, I want it to be a burger, it became a burger. It became a burger. But halala, but these five things, tam on, they had their taste, lo mamashan, it wouldn't become these five things. And then the Torah says, but the man's pretty good. Kizra gad lavan, right? It's like a kizra gad lavan. It's like a seed of God which is white. So Amar Rav Asi explained, what does that mean? Agol kegida. It's round like coriander. The lavan kemargalus, and it's white like a pearl. Tainam yochil something. Raisa gad shedome lezera pishtam begivolim. God means it was like a seed of flax in its stalks. Achimam, others say, God, Shadoma lahagada. God is in the word agadita, stories. Shomashachas libo shaladim kamayim, just like a story pulls a person's heart like water. The man was very appealing. Tanya dechundin another braisa. What does it mean, God? The word magid, shemagid lehem liyisrael. It would tell the Jewish people things. Because a person would get portions of man for the father, mother, and every child of the household. Everybody would get one omer, omer lagulgoles, one omer per head. So if you want to know what household a child belongs to, the man would determine it. So let's say you had a situation where a guy passes away. So a month later, his wife marries somebody else. And now she gives birth after a couple months. Now it's not clear. Is this a birth from the second husband with a short pregnancy? Is this a birth from the first husband with a lengthy pregnancy? So where does this child really belong? The man would determine it. The man would decide. The man would send the message. Iben tish l'risha ben shivalacha. Lavan, why was it so important that it was white? Shemal ben Avon Osam Shal Yisrael. That's the idea that I mentioned earlier. Because we were insecure, we didn't have any sense of, oh, we have money stored away with the money, we have food stored away. It would whiten the sins of the Jewish people. Tanya will in a braisa. Rabbi Yossi says, Kishem Shan Navya Yamagalem Yisrael, Masha Bechor and Masha Bestuck. In the same way, a prophet could tell the Jews what's in the holes, what's in the cracks. He would tell us things, you know, that other people didn't know about us. Kachaman, the man was like that. Magad Lam Yisrael would tell the Jews, Mashi Bechor, Mashi Vestak, and what was in the cracks and in the holes, Ketzad. Shnaim Shvoluf Nemosh Ludin. Let's say two people come before Moshe for a court case. Say, Omer, Avdi Ganavta. This one says, you stole my slave. Say, Omer, the other one says, no, Ata Macharta, you sold it to me. I'm Lam Moshe. Moshe would tell them, Laboker Mishpat, come in the morning. The morning will already determine it. How? Lamacha would see the next day. Yeah, Nimtz. Moshe doesn't have to cross-examine, doesn't have to listen to witnesses. If the measure of man for this slave is in the home of the original master, so then you see that the claims that he's making are true and that the slave had been stolen away from him. But if the portion is in the home of the second master, then clearly the second guy is right and he bought it rightfully, bought the slave rightfully. The same would be if a man and a woman came before Moshe for a court case. Zeomer Hisar Chalai. This one says she is not happy with me. The Heomeris, and she's saying no. Who's Sarah Chalai? He's the one who's not happy with me, and I do deserve a ksuba. Amalem Moshe. Moshe would tell them Laboker Mishpat. Let's see the next morning. Lamachayim Nimsa Omra Biveis Bala. The next morning, if her portion is in her husband's tent still. That means that she's the one who wants to leave unfairly. Maybe she's had an affair, and therefore he's entitled not to give her the ksuba. But if her portion is in her father's home, that means that he's the one who is being disloyal on her, and she's entitled to the ksuba. See, if the verse says, when the dew would come down on the camp at night, the man would come down upon it. See, when the verse says, the people went out and they picked. See, on the other end of the verse says, Shatu Amvalaktu. They had to travel a distance, like sailing, in order to pick. So, was it in the camp? Did they have to go out of the camp? Did they have to travel? The answer is, it depends for who. Okay, Tzadikim Yoredo Pesach. For the Tzadikim, the man would come to the entrance of their homes. Benim, those in the middle, Yatsu Valaktu. They'd go out to pick. Rishayim, the wicked, Shatu Valaktu. They had to travel a great distance in order to pick, to gather the man. Ksiv, on the one hand, the man is described as lechem, as bread. Ksiv, on the other hand, the man is described as ugos, as, you know, loaves. Ksiv, on the other hand, the verse describes the preparing of the man as v'tachnu. They had to grind it. Okay, so how does that resolve? Tzadikim, lechem benonim. Lechem, they would get it as bread already. It was already bread. They had bread. They didn't have to do work on it. The benonim, those in the middle, ugos. The man would come down as a loaf. And Rishayim, the wicked, Tachna Berachayim, they had to grind it in the millstones. Odacha b'meducha, or, oh yeah. I think because the man is the reward, it's the food. The tzaddikim, they get good reward. It comes right to them. That's true. That's true. That's more effort for a mitzvah. But this is the man. It's really the reward. It's not so much the mitzvah act. The verse says about the man, O zacho b'mducha, or pounded in the spice maker. Others say, Rav Chama, Rav Chanina said, that with the man, also spices came down to serve as cosmetics for the women, things that are ground up in the spice maker. What does that mean? That with the man, they also got this cooking spices that came down. The verse says about the gifts of materials to make the Mishkan. They brought for him further a gift every morning. Why does it say Rabbi Yonasan. They brought the gifts, the materials from things that came down every morning. That for the Jews, they got beautiful avanim tovos, good stones and pearls with the man. And the Nesiim, they brought the Avnei Shoam. What does it mean, Nesiim? We translate it as princes. But Nesiim Mamish, it means the clouds. The clouds brought the Avnei Shoam for the Mishkan. Maybe they brought it to the Nesiim, and then Nesiim brought it to the Mishkan. But anyway, it came from the clouds. How do we see the word Nesiim means clouds? As the verse says, Nesiim Aruach. Sometimes you have clouds, you have wind, but still Vegeshem Ayin, you don't have rain. It says about the man, Vayatamo Katamo Lushad HaShaman. Amr Bavo, what does that mean? Mashadze, just like this, Shadze, just like this breast. Tinok Toimbo, Kamatamim. A child will have in it many different tastes. Depends what the mother ate. That's the breast milk it's going to taste like. Afaman, so is with the man. Kol Zmanchi Yisrael, Ochlin Oso, as long as the Jews are eating it. Motzenbo, Kamatamim. They find it many different tastes. Tinkadami, other versions. Lashade Mamish. It's like a shade. Mash shades them as hapik l'kamigvanim, just like the demon can turn into different colors. Af haman as hapik l'kamatam, the man also would change to different tastes. Vayomer Moshe, Moshe says, b'seis Hashem lachem ba'erev basar lechol, v'lechem ha'boker lisboa. This is already later. The Jewish people complain that they want meat. So Moshe says, Hashem's going to give you in the evening meat to eat, the slav, and you'll have bread in the morning, the man. Tanam ish ben Rabbi Shimon Karcha. Basa shishalu shlo kohogen. This that they were asking for meat was wrong. They didn't need the meat. They had bread. They could have survived with the bread. And also, it wasn't right to ask for the meat because they had a lot of cattle. They could have slaughtered their own cattle. So nitalem shlo kohogen, it was given to them at a time that wasn't so good. It was given to them in the evening. It's not so comfortable in the evening to start cooking. You can't see well. Lechem. Now turning to Ayin Hayam and Beis. Lechem shishalu kohogen. The request for bread was fine and appropriate. You can't survive without food. So nitalem kohogen. That was given to them in a good way in the morning so that they could easily prepare it. Another point. Mikam lim de Torah der acheretz. The Torah is also teaching you the right way to live life, the way of the world, how to be a good mensch. Meat, which is heavier, you should eat at night. And eat the lighter thing, bread, in the morning. Ask the Gemara of Amar Abai, but didn't Abai say, hi, man, this place suits us. We said earlier, Abai said, you only enjoy what you see, so if you have a meal, eat it by day. So how can you say that meat? Isaac, welcome back. Shkayak. How can we say that meat is for night? Answer the Gemara, and your mama kamrina. We're talking about something like the day. In other words, you eat the meat in the evening when it's still light out. Amr Bachabar Yaakov, Rabachabar Yaakov said, yeah, at least they prepare the meat in the evening when it was still light out. Amr Bachabar Yaakov, but Tchilo Yisrael, Domin Katarna Golem, Shamanakim Ba'ashpa. Initially, the Jews were like chickens who peck in a garbage dump. So the Jews were also snacking all day. Until Moshe Rabbeinu came and he set for them certain times for the meals, evening and the morning. Alright, talking about the slav. The people complain, they want meat, so Hashem sends the slav. It's a type of bird. And lots of slav, it's all around them. These slavs, all these birds land. And they eat it for 30 days, and the meat is still between their teeth, and they start dying. The meat was still between their teeth. But the verse says, Ad chodesh yamim, that they ate it until 30 days. Haketzat, how do we fulfill these two psukim? Beinonim la'alter mesu. So the people in the middle, they died right away. So about them it says the meat was between their teeth and they died. Rishayim, the wicked, mitzdarim v'holchan ad chodesh yamim, they had to be pained and go on for 30 days until they dropped dead from this love. It says about the slav, Yishtuchu lehem shatoach svivos ha-machaneh. Literally, then they were spread out for them all around the camp. Amr Yishlakish explained, Atikri v'yishtuchu ela v'yishchatu. V'yishtuchu is the same letters as v'yishchatu. They slaughtered. The Jewish people deserve to be slaughtered for complaining about meat and therefore demanding the slav. Shatoach spread out. Tana mishmed Rabbi Shulman Karcha was taught in a brayse the name of Rabbi Shulman Karcha. Al tikri shatoach ela shachot. Lamech yard lem Yisrael imaman davar shnitan shaton shchita. The Jewish people had something come down with the man that needs slaughtering, namely the slav have to be slaughtered. I'm a rabbi. Rabbi said v'chimikanat alamid. It's from the word shatoach that you learn that you have to slaughter birds. Hello, Kfar Namor, but doesn't the verse say already, Vayam Chalem Ka'afar, She'er, Uchachol, Yamim, Ov Kanaf? Itanya, we learned in a braisa, Rabbi Omer, Vizavach, Lekasher, Tivisicha. The verse says, you should slaughter the way I commanded you. But we don't have any section where there are specific commands about slaughtering. Apparently, the commands about slaughtering is part of the Torah Shabbal Pet. It was an oral tradition. Moshe was taught all the laws of slaughtering, about the food pipe and the wind pipe. Al rov echad ba'ov, you have to slaughter the majority of one pipe in a bird. Al rov shnayim b'behema, you have to slaughter the majority of two pipes in an animal. So we already know that the birds need to be slaughtered. So why do we have the verse shatoach? That teaches you that the birds came down like carpets. Layers of layers. Yeah, question.
So it seems from this Gemara that they're comparing, they're talking about meat, they're talking about birds.
Yes.
But we learned previously that birds were not considered meat.
Right.
So wouldn't this Gemara prove it wrong?
Well, in the desert, that was the meat that they got, the quails or the pheasants. But in terms of basar b'chalav, the Torah used the words of losev hashel gedi b'chalev imo. Don't cook a goat in its mother's milk. So goat is a different type of meat, and that's only animal meat, milk and meat. Chicken meat is only rabbanan with milk.
But the Slav, so I'm confused on the timing of when the Slav came. I had thought it was just for the curse that they got the Slav and the old choked on it, but it wasn't the case, right? They got Slav on a regular basis?
Well, we'll see. Tzadikim get Slav on a regular basis, but they got it when they complained and then they died in Parshas Baaloscha.
Right, but it's in Parshat Haman that they got the Slav. That's...
They
say
the Slav
tastes
terrible.
Oh, really?
It's the worst type of wheat.
Ksiv, it says, Lechem in Hashamayim, bread from the heaven. Ksiv, Ketam, Lashad Hashamen. Like an oily Lashad. Ksiv, it says, Ketzapich, is Bidvash, like a honeycomb. So, Rabbi Yosef Bichin explained, Linaharim Lechem. For young men, it was like bread. It was kainim. For the elders, it was hashem, it was oil. For the babies, it was like honey. Ksiv, it's written, shin lama yudvav, karin and slav. We read it as slav. Amar Reb Chanina, tzadikim ochlen osel b'shalva. The tzadikim eat it with like a shin. They eat in a state of tranquility. Shayim ochlen osel, but the wicked eat it in its eye. So domalahem kesilvan, to them it appears like thorns. Am Reb Chanan bar Rava, arba mine slav hein. There are four different types of slav. Elu hein. These are they. Sichli, kivli, pisioni, and slav. Malo the kulu, the best is sichli. Gria the kulu, the worst is slav. Vehavi kitsipurta, and they are the size of a little bird. We put them into an oven. Vetafach, then they inflate because they're so oily. Vehavi mali tanura, they fill the whole oven. They have so much oil that we can put them on 13 breads. Even the 13th, you can only eat it unless you mix it with other things because the oil seeps through all of them. Rabbi Yehuda used to find slav in his room with his barrels. Hashem would send him slav. Rabbi Chizda would find slav in the room where he had his firewood. Rava Maisli Arise Koyoma, Rava, his sharecropper, would bring him slav that fell for him in his field every day. Yom Chad one day, lo Isi, he didn't bring. Amri said, my height, what's going on? Psalakli Igri went up to the roof. Shameli Anuki, heard a child saying. The Karma was reading the verse, Shamati Vatir Gazbitni. I heard and I was upset. That's hearing bad news. Amr said, Rava said, Shlamina, apparently, Nach Nafshad Rav Chizda, my father in law, Rav Chizda, passed away. So the reason why my sharecropper used to find slav was because of my master, because of my teacher. And the merit of my teacher, I was getting the slav, but now that my teacher passed away, the slav's not coming. So if it says, Vatal Shikhvas Hatal, and the layer of dew rose. Uksiv, the verse says, Uvereda Satal, and when the dew would come down, Sam Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Talmud Malav, Talmud Lamat, there was dew on top and dew on the bottom. The Domakish Munich Bakufsan, the man was as if it was placed in a box. Dak Mechuspas, the man is described as Dak Mechuspas. I'm Rish Lakish, Davish Nimoach, a piece of Sayat. That means Mechuspas is from the word Nimoach and Pas. It's something which would melt on a person's palm. Rabbi Yochanan, Davish Nivlub Masayim, Varbay Mushmona Evarim. Mechuspas means that it's not something which would become waste, it wouldn't become excrement, it would actually be absorbed in the 248 limbs. Ask more than the same. Mechuspas and Gamachi is more than that. Tu Vahavi. I'm Rav Nachman. Mechuspas Ksiv. It's written without a vav. So on Gamachi, it's 248. Tana Rabbanu. So the verse says, Lechem Abir Machal Ish. The bread of the mighty people ate. What does it mean? Bread of the mighty. Lechem Shemalach Yashar Yisochlen Oso. The bread that the angels eat. The angels eat the man, and we got to eat it too. The Rabbi Kiva says, Ukeshenem Udvarim Lufnei. Rabbi Shmuel. When those things were said before Rabbi Shmuel, Amalem, he sent them, no. Tzuvim Rolo Rabbi Kiva. Go tell Rabbi Akiva. Akiva Tisa. Akiva made a mistake. Did the angels eat bread? I look for Nemer and says, Moshe Rabbeinu, he was in heaven with Hashem for 40 days. Lechem lo achalti. I didn't eat any bread. My mushtichi. I didn't drink any water. What does it mean? The bread of the mighty? Lechem sheniv lebe masayim v'arboim v'shmona evarim. It's the bread of limbs. Abirim is from the word evarim. It's the bread that gets absorbed in the 248 limbs, that there is no waste that comes out of it. So if you're going to say that when the Jews, when the desert, they're eating man, and the man doesn't produce any waste. Elamani makayim. The Torah says you have to put a shovel into the dirt. It should be outside of the camp. Go out there to do your needs and then cover the waste. They didn't have any waste discharges. They were eating mud. So might as well, they had other things too. They had food items that the various Gentiles, you know, nomadic tribes in the desert would come by and sell to them. Rabbi Elazar ben Paritza says, Af dvarim shatakari umos ha'olam ochel lahem man mefigan. Even the things that they would buy from the non-Jewish merchants, the man would dilute them, and they would not produce waste. So what does it mean that they had to have a place, a lavatory? That was lachash sarchu. Once they complain about the man, then it didn't do its good job anymore. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, "Ani yamarti yukum alach yasharis." I said, "You guys could be like angels." But now I'm going to make you have waste. You're going to have to go 3 parsos to go out of the camp. It says, they camped on the Jordan from Beis HaYishimos to Lavel HaShitim. So I saw that place. After Tlas of Parsi, that's 3 parsa from Beis HaYishimos to Lavel HaShitim. The Tanu went to the Brisa, Kishanifnin. And they'd go to the bathroom. They wouldn't go to the bathroom ahead of the camp, nor would they go to the bathroom to the side of the camp, because then they might actually travel by the waste. But rather, they'd go back, and there they would go to the bathroom. Verse says, in their complaints, "Atu nafshenu yaveisha in kol." They said, "Now our souls are dry. There's nothing here. Only the man." And what were they complaining about? They said, "Asad man zesh tibach b'me'ayim. This man's going to blow up inside of the intestines. Klum yesh libisha. Is there anything as a child of a person, child of a woman? Shamach nisvein omotzi. It brings things in. It doesn't take anything out. Things will come into the body, but they won't come out of the body." When these things were said before Bishmael, he said to them, "Al tikri birim ela evarim." Don't mean it as a bar, right? As you said, it's not the bread of the mighty, but the bread of the limbs. That which is absorbed in 240 days. So it's all going to blow up. How do I fulfill the verse that says that they had to have lavatories? Those are for those things that they came, that they got from other countries. Another explanation. The bread of the mighty a person ate. That Yoshua. That's Yoshua. Sheyarad lo man kineged kol Yisrael. That he got man because of, you know, for the sake of all the Jews. That when Moshe Rabbeinu was gone, because he was up in the mountain, how did we get man? Only in the merit of Yoshua. Ksevachat says over here. Ish. Ksevachat says over there. Kachal chas Yoshua benun ish asher ruach bo. Maybe it's Moshe's merit that's bringing them on. No, then an ish, me ish, we derive the word ish from ish, then ish, me viha ish, from the word viha ish. It's not exactly like the word ish. Okay, so Hashem will continue tomorrow.